Now, no doubt all of you would love to join us in that. So why don't you guys go ahead and stand with me. We're going to be singing number 343, Springs of Living Water. It is an awesome thing to praise our God. He is great. He is glorious. And one of the great things about assembling together as a body of believers is the fact that we get to praise him together for everything that makes him as awesome as he is. If you want to use your books, it's number 343, and we'll be singing Springs of Living Water. As soon as Caleb realizes he's supposed to be playing the piano. I am in the land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying. Of Christ, one day I came, the springs of living water did abound. Streams of living water, my soul is satisfied, my soul is satisfied, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, let's hear it and let's see it. Ready? Go ahead.
Drinking at the springs of living water.
Aaron, you're smooth. I was running a little late up here, and he knew how to add a little chorus. So thanks, Aaron. But, you know, we are amidst some beautiful weather. Amen? Let's clap. Thank you, Lord. We've had, we got at Northland, where I live, near Northland, we got 5 inches of rain, whatever day it was. And now we're going to have 7 days of no rain, beautiful sunshine, just like you would set the temperature, you know, at 68 to 72. That's what God's given us right now. Now, it doesn't always happen, does it? It doesn't always happen at all. But we thank the Lord for what he does give. But most important, we're not reliant on the weather, are we? We're not. Our hope is in the Lord, right? And I was so blessed in Sunday school this morning. We live in hope, not in fear. When we fall, it's because we took our eyes off of who? The Lord, when we fall. And our hope is in the Lord. And we're going to read some scriptures in 33 of Psalms, what we've been studying in Sunday school. So turn there. And while we turn there, 33 Psalms, I just want to give a few announcements. We're having a roof, finish the roof job starting on September 28th and 29th. And then also again, a time in October, the Sunday or two after in October. I don't have it written down right here, but men and some ladies, if you'd like to help, please plan on that time, September 28th and 29th. We got to do that over there. That you can see the shingles are still sitting there from last year, and they need to get put in place, of course. We have a big time coming up this morning at 1 o'clock, this afternoon, 1 o'clock over here. Our meal that we normally have on a Monday night is this afternoon. So we're looking forward to that. Please come. I know most of you are planning on being there, and it should be a great time. I know there'll be people from the community. That's what it's all about, coming at 1 o'clock. So please stay and enjoy the meal, the fellowship, and so forth. Wednesday night, our regular time for Wednesday night of prayer, and please come. That's getting to pray corporately, more than just yourself at home with other people, where two or three are together, where two or three are gathered together in my midst, there I am. Special blessing when we pray together. And that's Wednesday night at 6:30. The youth will be meeting as well, and children downstairs. And ladies' Bible study, that's weekly, correct? Where is our nice lady here?
Yeah, can I say
something? Yep, you go right ahead. Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we read 33 of Psalms, it dawned on me that sometimes we forget to recognize individuals who do on a regular basis selfless things that sometimes we don't think about, but they're being done. And there's two such situations, and I'm saying this because there are many of you doing things all the time that we don't know about, and some things we do know about, we recognize that. But I want to just say something. This Lord's table is prepared just automatic, right? We just come here and it's there once a month. It just kind of gets there all by itself, okay? No, there is somebody in our church that has faithfully done it for some time now, and that's Gary and Susie Vandeluster. And I think, just wave back there. Some of you that are relatively new, that's them right back there. They serve faithfully behind the scenes doing things like this, okay, cleaning up. And then also Gary has been our bookkeeper for some time, and he does a lot of things back in that nice little room back there. You don't see him right after church because he's right back in there with some of the others, which we'll talk about another time, that help in that area. And I just want to thank you, Gary. Let's give him a hand this morning. Gary and Susie, for their faithfulness, just... And they didn't want me to say anything like that. And one other individual that regularly has been cutting our grass all summer. And this has been a summer to cut grass, right? And that's another Gary Warner. Just wave your hand back there, Gary. Again, thank you, Gary, for faithfully cutting the grass. You know, last year and the year before, we would kind of, you know, pitch in, you know, this person, I was trying to, but he does a really good job, you know what I mean? He does, I wouldn't say, do you love weed eating? Would you say you love to weed eat? No, okay, but I don't like to weed eat, but he does it because it has to be what? It has to be done, so it regularly was getting done. And thank you, Gary, for faithfully doing that. And that's just something. And there's others. I don't want to admit. I am omitting people right now, but we'll get to that another time. And I say that because God is using you, okay? And there's many other jobs. There's other things that we need help in. Cleaning the church. We need a lot of help. Would you help, please? Would you help cleaning the church? Again, that doesn't like to get done by itself either, okay? And you ask, I mean, is that your burden to clean? No, you know, but it has to be done. So help. When you're asked to help in a friendly way, or you might think it wasn't so friendly, whatever you think, it is because we are trying to get it done. And so thank you, folks, for listening to me mumble up here. Psalms 33, and this is what Aaron has been teaching here last Sunday, is from Psalms 33, beginning with verse 12. I'm going to ask you to read a couple of verses as we get to them, and they're so good. ESV here, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out. All the inhabitants of the earth, he has fashioned the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation. And by its great might, it cannot rescue." Now I want everybody to read with me verse 18. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love." Thank you. that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Would you read with me verse 22? Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Let's hope in God. Father God, we hope in you. It's not a hope so. I just have so much anxiety that, Lord, would you just help me? No, we hope in you. We live in hope, not in fear. And as we come before you today, we just pray for our body, our church, Faith Baptist Church, and its members. We are people. We're not a building. We're people. And as we're reminded again this morning that we go out into the mission field and we give the gospel. We have relationships with people in our homes, in their homes. And here is where we are prepared. Here is where we are equipped for the taking out the gospel. And though unsaved people and those that are wandering around do come to our church services from time to time, Lord, we are the people that go out. We are the church that goes out and leads them to the Lord, brings them to you, Father. And God, we pray that each of us would be just doing that, busy doing our business that we are equipped for here on Sunday morning. Bless this day. Thank you for the worship songs this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we're going to sing a song called In Christ Alone. We were just talking about hope there. In Christ alone my hope is found. I mentioned this morning during Sunday school that sometimes we turn to the verses where they have the word hope in them to find our hope. But oftentimes those verses just say things like hope in the Lord. But it's the verses around them that tell us the reasons that he is a God in which we can hope. And so, for example, it says, my hope is found in him. He is my light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. We don't understand the hoping in him until we understand the rest of the line. So let's all stand together and sing about this glorious hope this morning.
Christ alone is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. His cornerstone, solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My
Next, we're going to sing For the Sake of His Name. I'll tell you a little story about this song. This song was written specifically to talk about why it is we go out, why we go. It's a missions-oriented song. Go to the world for the sake of His name. I once saw, and we've heard this a lot, there are 8 billion reasons to go out and spread the gospel. Sure, technically there's one reason to go out and spread the gospel, and that is our God is worthy of going out and talking about Him. Go to the world for the sake of His name. To every nation His glory proclaim. Pray that the Spirit in Spirit wise will open darkened eyes, granting new life to display Jesus' fame. So that may that be our sole motivation for worshiping here this morning. May that be our sole motivation for worshiping as we leave this building and interacting with our world.
Go to the world for the sake of His name. To every nation His glory proclaim. Pray that the Spirit wise will open darkened eyes, granting new life to display Jesus' name. In Jesus' power, preach Christ to the lost. For Jesus' glory, count all else but loss. Gather from every place trophies of sovereign grace. Let life be wasted, exalt Jesus' cross. Glory on love for the sake. Sake of His name, as Christ commands, snatch them out of the flame. Tell that when Jesus died, God's wrath was satisfied. Urge them to flee to the Lamb who was slain.
Speaking of missions, Jim is going to come up here right now and tell us about one of our missionaries.
Good morning. Harold last week talked about a missions trip that they are doing in Canada, and he wanted me to mention that when he mentioned the amount that was needed for that, that was actually in Canadian funds. So praise the Lord, we actually need a little bit less, because the conversion rate is in our favor. So wanted to bring that up. And then I also have a letter here from Cindy Hershey. Actually, it's been a while since I received letters For some reason, they all came through at once. So this one's actually from August. But I'm going to read it anyways, especially since they are going to Canada to basically do a VBS type program there. The letter from Cindy here, I'll read it. Dear praying friends, what is the famous saying? Time flies when you're having fun. I proved this in 2018. Summer was a blast, and yes, it flew by. This summer, I was able to run 5 productive vacation Bible schools. I knew how successful we were by how opposed the enemy was. He was not happy and fought back each program from locations to team members to the small details. The original calendar plan did not work, so we went to plan B, then C, then eventually plan D. Never have I had so many adjustments in one summer. The verse, "His ways are not our ways," proved to be very true. Early on, I had to decide to go with the flow and not let changes send me for a tailspin. I'm proud to say in the end, the Lord had the victory. And she includes some of the details from this summer. The first area where we started VBS was Narias. Someone rented a huge warehouse and offered to let us use it, and what a huge blessing it turned out to be. We had a daily attendance of around 50 to 80 different children. Next, VBS, we moved to the park by my house. First day, we had a surprising 45 children. Unfortunately, we lost about 10 of them when they realized it was a Christian program, but my regular clubbers continued to attend every day, and what a wonderful time we had. Next was a VBS at a local church in Koinonia. That was the name of the local church, Koinonia. With the temperatures rising, it was a nice, refreshing time to be back in our building. Our daily attendance there was around 40, with an excellent group of helpers. This church had been reaching out to a neighborhood 20 minutes away, so we decided to continue and a VBS there in the park for a couple of days. Thankfully, the first day, the Lord blessed us with good cloud coverage. The second day, on the other hand, was a different story. The sun was so intense, I didn't think my leaders would have had made it another day. We've had a daily attendance of around 60 children, with only 6 being church kids. Wow, praise the Lord for that. I was pleased to hear the excitement of VBS carried over into another event that they hosted for the children the next week that had around 45 children come back. Around the hustle and bustle of VBS, the church I attended moved buildings. With this comes new responsibilities from getting your name known in the new community, painting, getting the building ready for services, and etc. Thankfully, to help with these tasks, we had a group from Faith Baptist Church in Hampton, Iowa, come down for part of the summer, and what a blessing this group was to us. They persevered and never allowed the language barrier to slow them down. We passed out invitations promoting the church's new location and had an excellent response, between 45 to 50 each day, and 75 different children and a group of 6 to 8 moms a day. And this, my friends, is what your prayer, love, and support have accomplished this summer. Thank you for your faithfulness and your monetary support, but most importantly, lifting me up in daily prayer. Many kids have shown a positive interest in learning more about God through the VBS, which has resulted in 2 new kids clubs we're beginning next week. So probably have begun it already. Something to pray about there. So most of my supporters know that I use McDonald's toys or just small toys as incentive, and her prize box is almost empty. But she says she will be going to Texas in September for her 6-month cancer checkup. So if anyone's interested in donating any toys for her prize box, please send them to her home church, Town East Baptist Church, attention Cindy Hershey. And I have her address on this letter here, so I'll post it up on the bulletin board back there should anyone wish to help contribute to her prize box for the kids. So it sounded like they had a really, really blessed kids ministry down there. 5 VBSs. It's hard enough for us to pull one of those off, and she must have been a busy lady this summer. So, and again, pray for the VBS activity that Harold and some of the others going up to Canada will be doing while they're up there. And Lord, I would like to pray for the offering. And again, if you'd like to earmark some of that offering, you can do that for this offering. Just make sure you write that on your offering envelope. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you for drawing these children to you, even those who were only to come for a day. And had their parents call them away when they found out that this was a Christian program. And but Lord, we know seeds were planted, and someone else will water it. And Lord, we know that you will get the glory from this. And Lord, we thank you for the work that she is doing down there, and the busy summer that she was have able to reach out and do that many VBSs along with the members that helped her. Lord, we're just thankful for that. Lord, I thank you for that we have the ability to give this offering today, that we should be able to give it with a cheerful heart, not unwillingly, but Lord, let us give as you put on our hearts, that your ministry may go forward, whether it be for the trip to Canada. Pray for the teachers for that, and for the students to have open ears for that VBS program and for safe traveling there and back. And Lord, we even thank you for the for the amount of money American that we need has gone down. So that's something to be thankful for. And Lord, I just thank you for the ability for us to give back what you've given us already. Lord, it is all yours. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Song this morning, we just want to introduce ourselves to those of you who may not know who we are. We are the Larson family, minus a couple. We have five girls and actually another one on the way. So we love to sing, and actually the song we're singing today is a familiar one, but we just come across this last year while we were doing school. We came across some new extra verses, so we want to share it with you. It's called I Love You, Lord, but I just want to give the praise and glory to God, because without him, we would all be so hopeless and not have the ability to live with meaning and purpose. And all these girls, at one point or another, have asked Jesus to be their Savior, and they know the joy of knowing him. And we try every day. We mess up, we do. But we know that the Lord is faithful, and he always forgives us. And for me, I got saved when I was 12, and I actually got baptized right here at this church. I thought I was saved. I thought I knew Jesus as my Savior, but I didn't understand the depth of God's love and that I needed a Savior desperately. And so when I was 13, I came here to school, and Steve Pettit, an evangelist, had meetings, and I asked him to be my Savior. Since then, you know, I've had my road of walking from the going from the Lord and living for my life for myself, but he never left me. He was faithful, and the prayers of people brought me back to him. And when I was a sophomore in college, I dedicated my life to him. And life has never been the same. And every day we can live our life and worship to tell him that we love him. So we're singing this song as a prayer today. We hope you'll be blessed.
I love you, Lord, and I live.
We're going to sing a song that actually I still have not quite gotten yet. I'm still working on it, so my wife and Lynn Mass are going to come up and help us out with this. Don't listen to me sing. I might lead you astray, but I can wave my arms okay. So why don't you guys go ahead and stay seated for this, and we're going to sing There Is an Everlasting Kindness. And then we're going to have a slight, just a one-measure break in between the verse, the chorus and the verse before we start the next verse.
Voice of hope.